And welcome back to Purple Passion, and we get right to our second Twitter question of the day. Will the AFC North send three teams again to the playoffs? They did last year, and right now, where they're right in that position, what do you guys think?
I think they will. I think they'll send three. I think Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are going to be with the Ravens in the playoffs. I mean, there's only one other team that's going to even threaten that. So I think that's how it'll end up.
It would be Indianapolis, really. The Colts, the ones that would be on the edge
with the Bengals and the Steelers.
And as, again, I think it goes to the AFC North being such an extremely difficult division to compete in. But then at the same time, when they play outside of the division against other AFC teams, you're talking about competing very well. I can easily see it between the Bengals
and the Colts. And I think the Bengals, they got four games potentially there. There are going to be games they can win the last 4 weeks. So, yeah, they could be the one.
Well, the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game is going to decide a lot of that, yes.
It will. And the last game of the season, Ravens at Bengals, could be a huge game. Maybe even for both teams. Let's hope it's not for the Ravens.
Let's hope it is for the Bengals.
Could be. Let's look around the division in the AFC North this week. It's the Cowboys at the Bengals, 6-6, Dallas and Cincinnati at 7-5.
I think the biggest thing for Dallas, their mentality, it's a playoff game now. They can't afford to have any missteps or they're going to be out. And I think for Cincinnati, the fact that they have a team that's so desperate is going to make them play better.
And Cincinnati has been, their defense has been the key the last 4 weeks. They've only allowed 42 points total last 4 weeks. So that is what's really kind of propelled them, and they're getting Andy Dalton and A.J. Green back.
Andy Dalton's playing well. He started the season not playing well. You know, they had that four-game losing streak. Now they won four in a row.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are a little bit like San Diego. They're very talented, but they know how to lose.
Now, speaking of the Chargers, they're going to go west to east this week, playing at Pittsburgh. 4-8 are San Diego. The Steelers at 7-5.
No shot.
None. I mean, this is one of those games where if you're just saying, oh, I'm going to pick a game that's going to be a lock, well, we can lock this in, that doggone San Diego is going
to
lose.
When they went to Cleveland, they scored 6 points because it was bad weather. It's not going to be good weather in Pittsburgh in the middle of December.
Only Pittsburgh plays well in bad weather. That's a great point. By the way, reports this week, both the head coach and the GM will be out after this year. So that comes down this week.
That's an annual report, isn't it, for San Diego?
I think this year it comes to fruition, though. Let's talk about our game. We're going to travel just down the road. I think we'll take 295, right? We'll take that bus trip. Kind of feels like a home game. You're in the hotel, but it's a road game. She's got to go over to the Redskins. This matchup's very interesting. The Redskins have the number one rushing attack in the NFL. How are the Ravens going to stop that?
I think, again, it comes down to discipline, knowing your assignment, trusting your assignment. You know, they did a fine job of a running quarterback earlier in the year in Michael Vick. I think they've learned their lessons from some of that. I think it could be applicable to this particular game. And offensively, it has to be about big plays. You got to put pressure on RG3 to force him into mistakes because you got a 14-point lead. Therefore, it goes back to the offense.
Yeah, and I think Joe Flacco and the offense, Ravens offense, has to feel as much pressure as what the defense, Ravens defense, is feeling right now, because he's got to get out there. They might have to outscore him to beat the Redskins.
Yeah. I want to stay and ask you about the discipline part, because I think this is interesting that these two teams are very similar. Penalties, two of the worst teams in the NFL. Turnover ratio, two of the better teams in the NFL. Maybe that cancels out. I don't know.
Well, I think it's a style thing. You know, you're aggressive both, on defense, and you tend to get some of those, those offsides and hit the bad hits, and the way they call the game is a little bit different now, obviously. But, this rushing, what they got to do is they got to score points on offense and force the Redskins to have to throw the ball, and you know they got to throw the ball. Then that negates that option offense and RG3 running the ball in all those situations, because they not only are the best rushing team in the league now, they're the best rushing team in the league since 1959. So nobody's run the ball like this in the league since I was born. So
wow. you weren't in the league in 59.
No, I was just born then.
It's certainly an interesting matchup when you talk about RG3. Tell me, guys, when you're during the week preparing for a game and an athlete like RG3, something that's different, unique, special, that you're going to be playing against. This week, the Ravens used Dennis Dixon playing the role of RG3, and they said he's done a great job. ran the offense at Oregon. They were blown away by how good he ran that style to prepare them. How important was that this week for the Ravens to get a feel for?
Preparation against these type of offenses is huge. I mean, that's what you got to have a good look team. You got to have somebody in practice that can actually give you something. And like we talked about, at Oregon, Dennis Dixon ran that type of offense. So that's actually a good factor for the Ravens that they could see that.
Yeah, the scout team is so important for your defense to prepare to play against. There's no doubt about that. And it's how you do it, because it's a ride, which means he keeps the ball in the running back's belly for a long time. If you haven't done that, you don't know when to pull it out and when to give it to the back. Right. So getting a look at that, how it's going to look on Sunday, is very important, because it's going to be longer than what you'll see a lot of times in practice.
Gotcha. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got to get predictions, Ravens, Redskins. We will get the guys' thoughts on who's going to win on Sunday in Landover. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, you talk about that riding of that into the belly, boy. That's where you got to be like, okay, I got to, this is my job. Don't let that outside guy get sucked up into the dive.